How different do you think feel the way Eric Sherhorn's been playing over the last couple of months? I mean, he had a couple adventurous games, but he seems to have really steadied things.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Kind of like I told you guys at the beginning of the year, you know, we weren't worried. He's a competitive kid, and he's gotten into a rhythm, and he's playing very confident, really good hockey for us. And, you know, that's the reason why we've had a lot of success, the second half of the season. So, yeah, he's solid, and we have no problems on the back end.
You guys are in a position now where we can start talking top seed in a region. You guys start to feel you are one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, I mean, in the locker room, there's never really a big question. You know, you look at our season, we had, you know, one bad weekend early in the year. I think it was like the second weekend against St. Cloud, bad weekend. Other than that, I mean, we've been, you know, had okay weekends. But other than that, we've just had, you know, pretty solid weekends, get a sweep or split almost every weekend other than that one. So we're really confident in ourselves, and we're looking forward to, you know, a big challenge this weekend and a big challenge the weekend after. So these next four games are going to be very important for the outcome of the Big Ten Conference Championship, and that's our focus right now.
How important has depth been for, you know, just the team's performance in general?
Really important. We obviously have a lot of guys that contribute, whether it's, you know, Norman the last couple of weeks popped in a couple of huge goals for us, or Gates coming on, you know, this season. Obviously, it hurts when guys go down as important as Tom, but with our depth, we found ways to win, and growing, you know, we have confidence that it's growing as well with winning through, you know, injuries and, you know, tough times, people sick, stuff like that.
If you agree with this, that you're playing better now than you were in the first half of the season, what's the difference? Not you, but the team.
Both. Me and the team are hopefully, I think confidence. We, you know, you kind of come into the season with a little bit of, you know, last season in mind. You know, you got to put it out, but you know, you can't argue that, you know, we didn't want a repeat of that. So a little bit of a slow start, but then, you know, you win a couple, you win a big one, you go out east, you beat BC, you beat North Dakota, and you beat a couple good teams that had good years last year, and they're good teams this year. You start building confidence, and then you start stringing wins together. I think we had a 6-7 win streak, and you just continue that, and then you limit your losses to, you know, 3-2. You know, just you need to bounce their losses, nothing like getting blown out or, you know, just not showing up to play games. And your confidence continues to grow when, you know, you're in every game and you expect to win every game.
The Bristet hat trick. What's it mean for the team?
Probably a little more for Leon than the team. We had him try to make a speech after, but I think he was a little too excited, and his Swedish English didn't really make sense too much. But, no, we were pumped for him. Leon's a total team guy. You love when to see a guy like that get rewarded for all of his hard work, whether it's D-zone or off the ice after practice. Totally deserving, and I think if he sticks around to be a goal for 4 years, that won't be his last one.
How does physicality impact the team's overall production?
It's important. You got to balance it. I don't think we're not the most physical team, but you got to have enough of it. You got to make it difficult for other teams to play in our end, and I think that's one area that our D have really done well in the last 10 games since Christmas is, you know, battling in front of our net, not giving up those second chance that, you know, if Sheeran gives up a rebound, being able to box out and get into people on the walls. I think that's really helped with keeping our goals against down in the second half.
Has it been easier to be a captain this year?
Yeah, probably. Obviously, you have your ups and downs this year, but we haven't had as much heartbreak as last year. Last year, you know, when it came to bounces, it felt like we were on the bad end of everyone. But this year, you know, we're getting some bounces, and, you know, we're playing well a lot more consistently, and there's depth. Everyone's contributing, so it's been really fun season so far. But obviously, we got some big goals ahead of us, so we'll see how we finish out the season.
You didn't mention the 8-3 loss to Ohio State here, but that does seem to be a bit of not a turning point, a curve.
Yeah.
Are you taking that loss with you to Columbus?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was, you know, you never want to lose in your own building, especially in that fashion. So, you know, we're going to go in there ready to play really hard and, you know, maybe return the favor, have a little chip on our shoulder for sure.